All right, let's talk food. Let's get happy. Jordan Davis is my great friend. He is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. He joins us every Wednesday as we talk about all the happenings in the world of restauranting here in the cold, cold months of January. Good afternoon, pal. How are you?
I am doing so much better. My voice is not 100%, but it is a million times better than last week. So I'm just happy to be kind of through the woods, I hope.
There you go. You do sound better. I'm all for it. And I know that makes you feel better, and food tastes better, and work is easier and everything else when you're not dragging that 500-pound weight behind you trying to get healthy. So I'm glad you're up and at 'em for it. We've got cold, 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 cold temperatures on the way, so we better talk about eating some hot food. But before we get into all that, we always try to get to the news of the day and everything else going on in the world of business. And sadly for those who frequented these, well, it's always sad. You never like to see any places close down or do whatever. But we had a building there just north or just east of Yonkos, just south down the hill of Social Cantina, that hosted three separate businesses. And they are, as of last week, no longer in business. Tell me what I missed there.
Yeah, so that was part of the Rev and Strum restaurant group. So they had Nourish Bar. They had Brilliant Coffee Company. They also had Tempo and the Princess Theater. And then they had the Capiche or Caspis Market. And, yeah, it's just really sad because I think, you know, Nourish, I know, was especially busy. I know Brilliant, I went there several times. It was good. The market had some really unique offerings. But I think a big issue was one of the partners either in the business or at the very least in the building, was David Howard, who sadly passed last year. So I think that really threw a wrench in a lot of their operations. So I don't think they were able to just keep going forward. I think it affected their liquor license. I can only imagine how many different angles that it was tough for them to go through. Because, just sad on a personal front with David. But then with Nourish, you know, they just had some really, really good, unique offerings that you couldn't find anywhere else in town. So definitely stinks to see them close their doors.
Oh, and it's interesting because that's you had the market on the one side, you had a little coffee in there as well. You had the counter service or table service or however that was. Isn't there a rooftop bar there as well? It's kind of like the restaurant riddle of town.
Yeah, so they were, you know, it was going to open on the rooftop there, like it was like a piano bar, an oyster bar. It was going to be called like the Top Bar. And, you know, they did a pop-up event with Segovia, Jose Escobar, a local chef here in town. And it looked, that was, again, it just all kind of stopped with David's passing. And, you know, I knew some of the other investors in Rev and Strum didn't live in Bloomington. So I don't know if they felt especially tied to kind of keep things going. But yeah, it's a lot of moving parts, and it's tough when you have a major wrench thrown into your operations, you know?
And that's not the most outrageous thing after the brand new year. Usually going into the last days of the current year into the new year, that's an easy or a natural point of separation. We see it at the end of, you know, football seasons as well. Hey, it's time to fire the well. Why? Well, the season's over. It's time to get freshened up or change the direction of what you're going or what you're doing. So it's not terribly uncommon this time of year for it to happen. And we know that January and February aren't the most lucrative months to stay open anyhow.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's I'm sure it had been a long time coming. Again, I have a hard time believing it had anything to do with lack of business.
Okay.
For Nourish especially. But yeah, man, it's tough. It's a tough business to be in.
And if people want to know why, well, we hope they tune into our program every Wednesday when Jordan joins us as we try to bring you the inside scoop of everything that's going, well, not everything, but most everything that's going on in the business. Now, next week when we talk to you, we will be less than 24 or right around 24 hours from getting ready for Freeze Fest. And when we as a community put this all together, quite literally and figuratively, it will be freezing next week. Are you ready for these temperatures? Are you sitting down? I hope. Do not put your tongue on the flagpole. Do not, whatever you do, whatever.
Yeah, I found that out the hard way when I was younger. Yeah, it's really exciting. Obviously, the temperatures are going to be pretty low, but there's a lot of fun stuff going on next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 18th through the 20th. Over there at the Dimension Mill across from Upland on 11th Street, 642 North Madison. We're going to have world-class, literally like the best ice carvers in the world. It is their job. They make a living just carving ice, and they're going to be here in Bloomington doing a ton of cool sculptures. Thursday night, Mother's Hubbard Cupboard is putting on a chili cook-off with 20 local chefs, or not chefs, just individuals, making their best chili. So that'll be going on. I believe at five to eight.
We'll get all those times for everybody next week, but we want everybody to know this is coming because, you know, this weekend, starting Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, it's going to be brutally cold for a handful of days. And if you get a little cabin fever, well, we'll be in the 20s next Thursday, almost 30. And that's going to feel downright hot next to what we have coming up for you on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Yeah, no, so it will work out. It'll still be chilly, but yeah, not as chilly as what we're going to be coming out of.
Not like unsafe chilly. Chili.
Yeah, well, they spell it for the chili cook-off. They spell it C-H-I-L-L-Y. So the pun is absolutely there. And then, so we'll have that going on a Thursday. Friday is, you know, going to be the ice battle where there's two teams of two battling it in, you know, a back and forth on who can make the coolest ice sculpture in a set amount of time. I'm going to be one of the MCs for that event over in the Upland parking lot. It's a ton of fun. And then Saturday, there's a lot going on. There's going to be ice skating, which is a huge thing. We have not had a freeze fest in the past. So that'll be going on at least Friday and Saturday with the ice skating. Just a really fun event for the whole family.
And it should be fun. And again, the cabin fever will be at it'll be cooking by the time we get around to Thursday of next week. And we got the holiday on Monday, and you've got freezing temperatures. Wind chill we'll talk about again. So put that on your calendar. Again, that's coming up. Freeze Fest starting next Thursday and running all the way through Saturday. Plenty of places around town, and Jordan and I will get into all of those details right around the corner. What other big news am I missing? I feel like I haven't got settled into 2024 yet. I know it's the 10th day. I know it sounds like a terrible excuse, but I just haven't gotten settled in. I don't know if it's the Colts loss that has twisted me sideways. I don't know if it's the Hoosiers. I don't know if it's Halliburton being out. It's been a difficult 9 days.
Yeah. It all happened so quick too. Yeah. It's weird trying to get settled in. You know, I had my 24-hour bug on January 1st, so that kind of threw me for a wrench and just kind of coming out of the head cold now. And it's tough, man. You want to start, you know, you want to start off January 1st with momentum and just kind of seize the day. But yeah, it seems like everything's just kind of in a little bit of a funk and in a rut. But we're going to get out of it by eating well.
That's exactly right. So what have we been eating? Let's get to the fun stuff, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So I've got, just like any good concert, I've got some of the great hits that you know and you're used to, and I got some new stuff for everyone to listen to. So one place that I haven't mentioned in a very long time that I went over to was Crumble. They've got their Swain location over by Mother Bears. They have one in Renwick Plaza on the east side, and I went to their location on North College. Kate is the baker over there. She brought my friend and I out these incredible pistachio croissants.
Oh, baby.
Even if that does not sound up your alley, I promise you it is. It was so freaking good. It was just the perfect amount of like sweetness, icing, filling, but it was still just like a perfect fluffy, buttery, with a little bit of crunch croissant on the exterior, you know? So shout out to the whole crew over at Crumble, because I did that. I did a frittata. And then I did a chocolate peanut butter brownie. So I went all out. I did the three-peat up there.
Delicious. And my great friend Abe is running the one over there on Swain as well. And yeah. let's not confuse things, because I could see people, Jordan, and I, it's hard to do on the radio, but I've had experience. I could see people say, "Well, Crumble, isn't that the cookie place?" Well,
yes, so this is that you would not, a lot of people have had that confusion. This is Crumble with an E, whereas that is Crumble with no E. One is a massive national chain. One is a three-location, dearly beloved local coffee shop and bakery. So, yeah, definitely don't want to get them confused.
Just like Ghostbusters. Huge fan. Don't cross the streams, buddy. Don't cross the streams. Don't do it.
Yeah, just good rule of thumb in life in general.
So that's fun. So you got multiple locations to help you wherever you might be. Stop by, say hi, grab a bite, grab a full drink bar as well. So all kinds of great things happening there. Jordan Davis is our buddy, food dude. He is with us every Wednesday. So we did a little pastry to get things started. What else has been on your 2024 menu?
Yeah, so I went over to the Little Italy market for the first time in forever. They have, it is just like, if you want a good East Coast, like, deli feel, obviously Gables Bagels does some cool stuff like this, but you go in there and it's, I mean, it's like a little market, and YL and his wife do an amazing job with the food that they offer. It's just a whiteboard. I noticed they added a steak sandwich, so I'm going to try that next time I went to go in. They use like a 6-ounce filet. It's a $20 sandwich, but they were talking it up. So I'm going to try that, report back. A lot of people go for their Italian meat sandwich, which is phenomenal. But I went with my personal favorite, which is the chicken cutlet. So it's chicken cutlet with the pesto, roasted red pepper, fresh mozzarella, prosciutto, all just a really good bread. It was, if you're friends with me on social media, it's on my story. I had a lot of people be like, what is that? Where can I get that? Little Italy market on 3rd Street at like 3rd and Dunn.
Now I'm hungry again. And if you haven't had a sandwich from there, regardless, don't eat for like 3 days before you do that. Would that be the best advice I could give anybody?
Yeah, or just don't make, if you get it for lunch, don't make plans for dinner.
And you can share, but we don't want you to. We want you to buy two. That's how this works. That's over in the strip mall facing 3rd Street as you weave around the corner going eastbound towards campus or westbound back towards downtown. It's over by Gables Bagels and Rush Hour Station. They were teasing a new something or the other I saw today on the old Facebook.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, but it's some type of new soup, ramen, broth thing, and it looked absolutely phenomenal. I'll see if I can get over there and report back on that as well.
I don't believe it has a description, does it? It just has a picture. And so, now I'm scrambling to try to find it as well because I'm hungry again. Anyhow, right, stop by, check out the whole strip. There's stuff going on everywhere. And in the wintertime, January, February, it's a great time, too, to support local business because, as we know, the students just got back a couple of days ago, and if it's going to be brutally cold, thankfully, you know, in the old days, Jordan, there wasn't delivery service, and this is the new day. So thanks to all the people that work in that that field as well, and if you're going to be trapped inside, you can stay trapped inside, at least eating just about anything you want as long as folks can get to work. And we're not frozen. We just don't want to be frozen. That's how this works out. All right. What else? Now I'm hungrier. Good job. This is working. This is working great. Jordan Davis, our guest this afternoon, as always.
doing my thing. I will say that Rush Hour thing, it's called the Hot Mess, and it doesn't say what's in it.
Yes,
it's a
that's
new soup.
Yes.
Coming soon. It's got sprouts. It's got tortilla strips. It's got green beans, carrots, cilantro, noodles, all in a very rich-looking broth. So that's what I've been able to decipher from the picture.
And that picture was an evil temptress to say the least at that. All right, what else is on your menu, pal?
Yeah, so I went over to the Hopscotch Kitchen there at, what is that, like Morton and Dodds, right along the B-line. And it was like a fried mortadella with cheese on like bread, and it came with like this onion slaw. And it was just such a good quick hitter. It was one of those things where they posted it, and I'm like, man, I haven't been to Hopscotch Kitchen forever. I love everything they do over there. They now, like, condense their menu to where it has breakfast and lunch items, but it's all day. And they do, obviously, a great coffee at Hopscotch Coffee next door. Then they've got the Hop Kitchen. But this just fried mortadella and cheese sandwich was so simple, yet so delicious. And those are some of my favorite things that you only need three ingredients, and it's top-tier deliciousness.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely. Sounds like it. Yep, I'm ready to go. With the weather coming up too, it's you have the chili cook-off contest, soups and stews, and all the other fun. I made some ham and beet soup over the weekend. That was tasty as well. Well, there's plenty of noodles and ramen and udon and pad thai and that's if you need some hints, if you want to try some things. Hot food and cold weather is always a great way to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's so many great spots in town for soup, pho, ramen, you know, whatever, anything brothy, whatever you need. We got so many options. We're really just blessed with how many, where it's an embarrassment of riches here in Bloomington with our options.
Yep, and you can get soups to go from Hive and Blooming Foods and Hopscotch, Lenny's, as you mentioned, and yeah, Lenny's as well. So there are plenty of options to stock up and get ready for cold weather. Now, let's get the rumor mill going, shall we? There were some rumblings on the old internet that perhaps Feast and some other places might be for sale for this. Tell us what you know, and if you don't know anything, that's fine, but we're here to try to help to squash the untruths, if there are any.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what all I'm allowed to say. I've known quite a bit for about a month or so. I do know that a lot of it is public knowledge, that a lot of them are trying to be, the WOW Endeavor Group is selling off a lot of their restaurants, including two in Bedford. So we'll see. My understanding is that 21 North out of Martinsville, which we spoke about, will be going into the K-Bello building there on the square. And then I believe that Southern Stone has a buyer. And I think, I know that there's, hopefully Feast is going to end up in some very good hands if everything shakes out.
Interesting. So that is a massive shakeup, because the frequency and the vigor of that group a handful of years ago, I can think about, what, 8 properties off the top of my head?
Yeah, well, I mean, so we didn't even mention, you know, they've got Hank's Pizza on North College, Hank's that took over the Avers Public House on the east side, the Allery, Metalworks Brewing, which reopened where Function was, Garnish Catering, there was another one. But yeah, they've snatched up
Pizza Mac, Hank Pizza Mac place, Chop House at Bobby's old place. I mean, there's a lot of lumber. Chop Shop down on South Walnut. That's a big, big umbrella.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So it's, I've got my own thoughts and rumblings on what happened, what could have happened, what has led us to this point. But I don't know if those might be better kept to myself.
Do that. It's all, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. So we appreciate it. Again, when people hear these rumors, and instead of running with them, we try to help out and bring the best knowledge we can to the discussion. All right, the grand finale this afternoon. Give it to me, baby. I'm ready.
Yeah, so I think it's a fitting grand finale is on Saturday or Sunday. I just drove, not knowing where I was going to go get food. I just knew, oh, yeah, it was Sunday. I played basketball. I hadn't ate all day, and I knew I was hungry. So I go home and shower. I just start driving, and I was like, I'm just going to let the restaurant speak to me, you know?
I do that,
and
too.
I end up at Bubs Burgers. You know, I grew up with the original Bubs in Carmel, loved it. You know, they had some stuff over the years about not paying staff overtime and some legal issues. And but I haven't been back for a while, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to go back into Bubs. And I sit down and I'm like, I haven't ate all day. I worked up an appetite. Let's get this Big Ugly. Let's try out the Big Ugly 1-pound burger after cooking, bun, fixings, all that. I made it. I got it. It was delicious. The server was fantastic. It was a great experience. But I didn't want to ruin the rest of my day and force it. And I didn't have anybody like there cheering me on just by myself. So I got about 3/4 of the way and then saved the other quarter for dinner later that night.
Well, that's pretty good. Three quarters of the big burger. How many slices of cheese did they throw on there? 4?
I believe there's 3.
All right. You got to have coverage. You got to have court to court, end to end, sideline to sideline coverage. And, those burgers are awfully, awfully tasty. And again, that's not a place you might drive by. It's kind of what is that located at 9th and Morton, just north of City Hall. So you can smell it. That's the good news. Ice cream flavor of the month, buddy. What are we doing?
We're still rocking the gingerbread, but I will say we did decide on our next one.
All right.
In my 9.5 years, I've never got to personally pick like an ice cream flavor other than like, yeah, let's do pumpkin again or apple butter, or let's do a vote and do a staff one. Our next one is going to be my personal pick. We don't have it yet, but this will be a Glass in the Afternoon exclusive. It is going to be a cappuccino, salted caramel cappuccino with chocolate covered pretzels.
My goodness. And it'll in one hunk of ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is my baby. I finally upon 10 years, finally get a rollout. Like, this is the flavor I want to do. And I'm very excited about it. And I hope other people are too.
Let me get see if I have this right. Salted caramel pretzel. I missed the coffee part. What's the coffee part?
Yeah. Salted caramel cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
With chocolate covered pretzels.
Dear God, you won't even fit that on the label. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, we might call it George Orr's Delight or something. I don't know what the name is.
February fun. Oh, that's too simple. Hey, tell the boss I hope he feels better. I heard that being a do-gooder has put him on the shelf for a minute, but tell him I hope he feels better. You feel better as well, and we get caught up next Wednesday. We'll see if we're not frozen solid next week on the 17th. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. If we get any Lovey Strong bracelets made, I'll get one for you.
Ankle bracelets? Lovey, feel better, my man, and happy birthday to your lovely wife as well. Jordan, I'll see you soon, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, man.
Jordan Davis. He is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. No Dishes podcast host, bon vivant, and our insider to the restaurant and bar business.